sure she bought the mesquite flower.
Well, we're still on the mesquite flower thing and during the break, and our urban farmer who comes in the fourth Saturday of the month for Outdoor Living Hour, Greg Peterson, he bought a mesquite mill. And in the summertime, you can take the mesquite pods off of your trees, bring it to him, and they'll grind it up and give you the flour back, and you can store it, you can freeze it, you can use it, you can cook it. So as much as you bring, they'll grind up.
I know Trees Matter had a big grinding party a couple years back, and they had a mesquite flour pancake breakfast down in downtown Phoenix. That was a lot of fun, too. I mean, the flour is just so sweet and amazingly versatile. You can use it for lots of stuff.
And I know Tucson has a mesquite mill. I don't remember the name of the organization. I'll have to find that and make sure it's on our tree resource pages at rosieonthehouse.com. But there's another mill in Tucson that you can do the same thing with. So.
It used to be the only one in the state, and the timing is really important. It seems like you're not supposed to eat them on the ground, and you're not supposed to eat them, you know, before
when
they fall.
Green.
But then the storms come, the monsoons come, and knock them off just right before they're ready. So it's kind of tricky. It's a little bit of a dance.
Yeah.
That is the mesquite tree. We've kept John and Sarah again for another segment because we didn't get to all of our trees. This is typically our On the House Hour. Our topic for today crashed on the web. The event we were going to attend went virtual. That didn't work, so we're repurposing an article from last year on the most popular native trees to native plants with a spin on it. For this broadcast, we're talking about native trees that will help attract wildlife. We're also talking during the break about, you know, also being smart about it, depending on what part, how far in town you live and how far out of town you live. The wildlife that could be bringing into your yard, you may not want javelina in your yard. You may not want bobcats, foxes, you know, those types of things. It just depends on what your comfort level is for the wildlife. As you get higher into the elevations in Arizona, you know, there's a lot of deer and a lot of elk that, you know, a deer fence is a lot different than a rabbit fence.
Well, you know, speaking of bobcats, one of our customers had this beautiful experience of having a bobcat that brought her kittens every day, would bring them and drop three kittens into the back patio. It was a nursery, I guess. And then the mom would take off and go hunting, do other things. Then she'd come back at the end of the day and grab the kittens and take them out. And so they watch these little kittens grow up over a period of time. So it is, bobcats would be a beautiful thing. I've had another customer of ours had bobcats that they watched for several months one year, would come and spend a lot of time in their yard. And they're a fascinating animal. And if you have the privilege of having those in your yard, it's kind of cool.
And you can be in, you know, deep in the city around mountain preserves and still have. I remember my uncle had a raccoon in the middle of, you know, Scottsdale on his back, yeah. On his back porch, come down off the mountain, watched seven coyotes go across his backyard one day across the mountain. So
well, we saw the water rippling in our pool at night. My wife caught, you know, just the looking out. It was dark in the backyard, but she could see the
reflection
the water was disturbed in the pool. And she flipped the light on, and there's a raccoon in our pool. Well, the next night we saw it again. And so we got a big flashlight, turned the lights off in the house, got a flashlight. Six raccoons, a mom and a daddy apparently, and four little ones. And so they were bathing in the pool in the middle of the hot summer, that wicked hot summer we had. And they're out there just enjoying it. And what was interesting is they would take the thermometer out and put it on the pool deck. I thought every night we'd watch them, they would take the thermometer out because it would be the pool was going, so that thermometer would circle around in the pool. And apparently it was disturbing them because it had a little shark head on it. You know, I thought this is completely crazy. But no, it was really fun. We finally spooked him one night and scared him off to somebody else's yard. So,
well, Arizona Game and Fish would tell you not to feed that size of wildlife. It upsets their system and their senses, and they lose their natural fear of man. But I think when you're talking about attracting things, it would be anything that would help the pollinators. You know, that's you can't go wrong by doing that. It really helps everything. Everything that grows needs that.
And pollinators aren't just bees. It could also be your monarchs. It can be hummingbirds. There's a lot more
bats
than just bees, but bees are important as well. We have a list, working list here before we get into our smaller shrubs, the blue Palo Verde and the foothills Palo Verde. What's the difference between a blue and a foothill Palo Verde? Who knows?
The blue Palo Verde is our state tree. It's our floridum. It's the big, the large one with a little blue, a blue cast to the bark, and it's got a little bit larger leaf. Your foothill Palo Verdes are the little ones that dot all of our hillsides, you know, throughout all the, you know, all the little foothills. That's where they get their name. They cover all the hillsides. Those are all of our foothill Palo Verdes, or it's also called the little leaf Palo Verde. Microtheca is the species, but they're just a great little, both of them prolific bloomers and wildlife attractors.
And we're close to that bloom, the very bright, very elegant yellow bloom on Palo Verdes. You know, there's coming areas up where they have planted them in rows down certain streets, and it's just like you're driving through this yellow canopy. It's a very
beautiful
sight for
Arizona.
We'll
be seeing that outside these windows here pretty soon.